Chapter 20. Remembrance. Right after he'd oh so eloquently passed judgment on the driver of the other car with a softly spoken, "Die!" there had been an avalanche of prompts. Warning. Recent exposure to raw chaos has temporarily increased your power drastically. Plus 1,000 power. Your state of being has progressed drastically. Warning. Your pseudo-mortal nature cannot tolerate this power. Safety protocols triggered. Aberrant power will be rerouted. Epic ability, Whisper, detected. Funneling excess power into your ability. Your Whisper ability is overcharged. Your overcharged ability has detected a minuscule source of fire element in your immediate vicinity. Your overcharged ability is attempting to connect to the fire element. Congratulations! Your overcharged ability has forcibly taught you a skill. This skill requires access to a locked stat. Congratulations! You have unlocked your first stat, mana. Mana is a measure of the magical energy held within your state of being.
That answers why I was on my status page earlier.
A deluge of windows waited.
You have learned the skill, Mana Sense, common. You can now sense nearby sources of mana. Plus 10 magicka for learning your first common, low-rank mortal tier skill. As you are the first person on your world to obtain the Mana Sense skill tree, plus 100% chance for this skill to advance or evolve. Know this, synergy detected between your Whisper ability and the Mana Sense skill. Your overcharged ability is attempting to forcibly advance your skill. Beginning assessment. Aberrant power has bypassed the assessment. Your skill has been forcibly advanced from common to uncommon. Maximum advancement perk awarded. Uncommon perk. Mana efficiency. You have learned the skill Mana Connection, uncommon. You can feel and connect to nearby sources of mana. Plus 20 magicka for learning your first uncommon mid-rank mortal tier skill. Know this, synergy detected between your Whisper ability and the Mana Connection skill. Your overcharged ability is attempting to forcibly advance your skill. Beginning assessment. Aberrant power has bypassed the assessment. This skill has been forcibly advanced from uncommon to limited. Maximum advancement perk awarded. Limited perk. Mana stability. You have learned the skill Mana Manipulation. Limited. You can feel and manipulate nearby sources of mana. Plus 50 magicka for learning your first limited, high-rank mortal tier skill. Know this. Synergy detected between your Whisper ability and the Mana Manipulation skill. Your overcharged ability is attempting to forcibly advance your skill. Beginning assessment. Aberrant power has bypassed the assessment. This skill has been forcibly advanced from limited to scarce. Maximum advancement perk awarded. Scarce perk. Mana penetration. You have learned the skill Mana Control, scarce. You can feel and control nearby sources of mana. Plus 100 magicka for learning your first scarce, low-rank heroic tier skill. By reaching the scarce rank in the Mana Sense skill tree, a branch of evolution is possible. Your overcharged ability is attempting to forcibly evolve your skill. Checking for catalyst. Unknown rank catalyst provided by unknown higher energy and aberrant power. Evolution successful. Your Mana Sense skill tree has branched. All previous bonuses maintained. Mana Control, scarce, has evolved into Mana Threads, scarce. By expending MP, you may create immaterial threads to increase your connection to sources of mana. Evolution bonus. Mana Penetration perk has evolved into Mana Invasion perk. Plus 250 magicka for evolving your first heroic skill. As a scarce skill, Mana Control consumes 30 energy. As this is a heroic skill, your current realm cannot support a skill of such grandeur. Extra energy is required. Plus 10 energy required for using a scarce skill. 40 energy sequestered. Total energy remaining. 5. The aberrant power has bonded this skill tree to your soul.
Finn stopped reading, feeling completely overwhelmed. After a few moments, he read it again, and again, and then again. He basically got what had happened, but his mind was recoiling from concepts that it had never had to deal with in the old world. If he was following, he had some sort of ability called Whisper. It must have come from the wave. Maybe it was one of the things locked away on his full status page? Whatever the case, it looked like the ability had given him a skill. No, that wasn't right. It had given him a skill with a capital S, the same way Whisper had a capital W and was an ability with a pointy A. He read back once more, not seeing anything to explain the difference between abilities and skills, except that the skill took energy. As he didn't even know what energy was yet, it wasn't exactly helpful. What was more clear was that his Whisper ability had upgraded his skill somehow from Mana Sense to Mana Control. The skill had advanced, again with a capital A, 3 times, from common rank up to scarce. Once more, there was no explanation about what those rankings meant, or even what a ranking was, but presumably higher rank was better? A 4th progression had been called an evolution. It looked like it made the skill a super version of itself. All of it led to countless questions. The word Magicka had also been mentioned several times. No idea what that was either. Unfortunately, focusing his attention on the specific words didn't bring up any explanation or dictionary. All it did was show him his total. Total Magicka, 1,080. And last but not least, there was the whole bonded to his soul thing. Finn visually scanned his body, but if a soul bond did anything in the material world, he couldn't tell. He read the rest of the combat log entry. Everything up until now had been the warm-up. What came next was the main course. Congratulations. Due to a blessing of your world, lucid abilities, you may actively cultivate your ability. You have unlocked your first ability aspect, Flux. Create a conduit between yourself and external elements. +100 Magicka for unlocking an aspect for the first time. Mana Threads has allowed you to trigger the Flux aspect of your Whisper ability for the first time. Your Whisper ability has forced a connection with a source of fire element through your Mana Threads skill. You have invested 100 mana points into a nearby source of fire element. The minuscule fire element source has increased to moderate. As a result, a small flame has greatly increased in size. The enlarged flame has triggered an explosion. Mana Threads has triggered an instinctual activation of the Flux aspect of your Whisper ability, forcibly connecting to the fire element, absorbing the fire element. You have collected 8 motes of fire element. You have absorbed all element from this source. The flames of a nearby explosion have been drastically reduced. Warning, you have emptied your mana pool. You have gained a debuff, mana depletion. You are at great risk for losing consciousness. You have lost consciousness. Warning, absorbing such a great amount of fire element so quickly has overwhelmed your mana null body. You have gained a debuff, ability deprivation. Your Whisper ability is locked for a natural day of your current planet. Another prompt followed those. 1 day has passed. Debuffs removed. All abilities have reverted back to normal levels. That was the last message. He didn't need any more. Reading the prompt jogged his memory. He remembered it all. He remembered hearing the voice say, "Burn," and he remembered agreeing. Then he'd felt something drain out of him. That must have been his mana pouring into the flame that had been on the hood of the truck. That had made the small fire turn into a massive blaze. That, in turn, was why the fuel cell had exploded. Finn stopped for a moment. He really had killed that guy. Reading about the Path of War earlier hadn't really made it clear. The car explosion hadn't been a fluke accident. He'd taken a life. Again. This whole time, he hadn't actually thought he was directly responsible for the man's death. Reading the combat log, he realized that he was. He'd deliberately chosen to end a life. Once more, he was the sole reason another person had stopped breathing.
Finn let that truth wash over him. He'd fought in the war, and he'd killed. Many soldiers had. What he'd done in service of the Nexus had been even worse. The mental traumas of that time still plagued billions, including himself. The evaluators had said his psychological profile meant he had an easier time than most, but he hadn't been part of the select group of humanity who wasn't affected at all by the atrocities, for which he was extremely thankful. He'd gladly take the nightmares and midnight awakenings soaked in sweat rather than be one of them. He sublimated that pain into a desire to do good. It had driven him to pursue medicine after the war. When the new era began, he dedicated his life to saving people. It had taken years, but he'd become a doctor and had positively impacted thousands of lives. He'd never allowed himself the lie that he'd balanced the scales, but he knew he'd done some good. Now that he'd taken another life, the life of a man who had selfishly stolen everything from him, he searched his feelings for just what that meant to him. What did it mean that he'd added more red to his ledger? That he'd killed the man who'd killed Lauren? That he might have even triggered a war? As the moments passed, he didn't even try to keep the smile off his face.